धर्मस्य झापवर्गस्य नाथो अर्थाय उपकल्पते नाथस्य धर्मैकान्तस्य कामो लाभाय हि स्मितः कामस्य नेन्द्रिय प्रीति लाभ जीवित जावता जीव सतत्व जिज्ञासा नाथ जी कर्म ही What is the aim of life? This is described here. Dharma sahi avavarma. The human life begins when he accepts religion. That is the beginning of human life. And that is the difference between human life and dog. The dog is, and they call it for eating, sleeping, sex life, and defense. The hog also engages always searching after for his food. Although the food is true, he is busy. And as soon as the body is little strong by eating stool, immediately sex life, without any distinction whether it is mother or sister or daughter, it doesn't matter. This is hog's life, by nature's example. Therefore, Shastra says that ayana deha, nayana deha dehu bhajana niyoti, kastana kamar arhati vir vyanari. This human form of life, devamala, the cats and dogs and hogs have also accepted the body. And the trees, the plants, the insects, the birds, beasts, everyone has got body, material body. Karanam gunasamvasa, as explained, is according to the infection of the most of material nature, one is getting a type of body. Nature's prakitekriyamanani, gunikarmani. The same example, if you contaminate some disease, you have to suffer, or you have to accept them. To think that this is the nature's way. If you are associating a certain type of quality of the material nature, you are preparing your body for that purpose. Prakriti kriyamana nitya karmani sarvasa ahamkara vimulatma saptaham iti manyate. We are very much proud of our body. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Prime Minister, I'm this, I'm that. The dog is also very much proud. I'm greyhound, I'm this, bulldog, I'm this. Yes. Everyone is proud. Have a nasty body, imagine. The hog is also very proud, although he is eating stool and living in a very filthy place. But if you want to drag him from that place, he change, no, no. And I am very happy. There is a story in the Bhagava that once Brahma was touched and he became a hog in this world. No, Indra answered. Indra, because Indra was very offending. So he was cut. He became a hog. So Brahma thought that in the absence of Indra, the kingdom of heaven is not managed very nicely. So let me go and bring him again. Excuse. So when he came, he asked the hog that come with me. Where? And to the heaven. Oh, I cannot go. I have got my responsibility. I cannot go. So this is the position. Everyone is very happy. This is called Maya's influence. Unless a horse feels happy, how he can live in this abominable life? This is called Pratyabhatmikasapta, poverty. If one man knows that I was king in my previous life, now I have become a poor cobbler or something like, then he will become mad. So therefore he forgets. Death means forget. Because the living entity does not die. Na hannate hannumane sariri. There is no death. Death means forgetting everything of my past life. That's all. Just like we forget at night when we dream, we accept another body. And we forget this body. And in the daytime, we forget the night dream body and accept this body. We have got real experience. So death means forgetting the past life. Otherwise, there are past life. That's a fact. But as we forget daily, night body in the daytime and day body at night time, so similarly, we are changing our body according to the impression of the quality of material nature and we are entangling this material world. Although we are part and parcel of Krishna, God, or we are sons of God, but unfortunately we have come in contact of this material world and making our different types of body by the contamination of the material modes of nature, this is going on. Therefore, Krishna comes. And Krishna is the father of the universe. He canvasses, my dear children, why you are rotting in this material world? Come back. Sarudhamman paritrajya mametam saranam vaja ahamkva sarva pape bhavam khrishyami. This is the message of Bhagavad Gita. So, dharma means to understand my relationship with God. That is dharma. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat paritam. Just like a good citizen means who knows the relationship with his state. That is good citizenship. Bad citizenship means who doesn't care for the state. That is bad citizenship, criminal. They are put into the prison house. So similarly, the living entities, they are part and parcel of God. But when they are not ready are prepared to abide by the laws of God, they are put into this material world, beginning from Brahma. Abrahma bhukana lokan puradavastina arjuna. They are rotating in this. So, dharma means to abide by the laws of God. Just like good citizen means to abide by the state law. Dharma to sarsara bhagavatpade. So here it is said, dharmasya hi apavargasya apavarga and pavarga. This material life is pavarga. Pavarga means those who are according to grammar, there are vargas, pavarga, khavarga, pavarga, savarga, tavarga, similarly pavarga. Pavarga means pa, pha, ba, bha, ma, five. So pa represents Parishtam,
labor,
hard labor. This material world, you have to work. Either you are a human being or a hog, a dog, a cat, it doesn't matter, you have to work. And very kind of serious, so that form will come with your, within your mouth. Form. Then paw means bat hatha, that is this. And paw means horn. All is clear. What will happen next? What will happen next? And in this way, mrityu. Moral. This is called material. There is no more gap. Simply paw. That's all. This is material. And apavarga means that you offer. To nullify this power of business. So here it is said, dharmasya hi apavargasya. Religion means how to get out of this power. That is not. Bhagavad says, dharmasya hi apavargasya na artha arthaya upakalpate. Generally, people go to church, to temple, for some material benefit. Therefore, Shastra says, no, dharma is not meant for that purpose. People have become materialistic more and more. Because, just like in our country, if you want economic development, then why should you go to temple? The communist theory is also like that. That if you want material happiness, why you are going to church? And accepting, oh God, give us our daily bread. The bread you manufacture, you just work for it. In one side it is good. But this is also fact that without God's mercy, you cannot get even bread. Although bread you can manufacture, but the ingredient for the bread, the wheat, that is not in your hand. You cannot manufacture any factory. That is in the hand of prakriti, nature. And prakriti is working under the control of the supreme law. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Mayadhasena prakriti isyate sacharacharam. So, it is the prakriti's business to control food supply when people become godless. That is prakriti's business. Because prakriti, these statements are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the story of Maharaj Prithu. So prakriti said that because people have become godless, demons, I have restricted my sattvas. Therefore, everything depends on the mercy of the Lord. So therefore, dharma means to abide by the laws of God. That is God. So that you can get out of the entanglement of this power. Dharma sahi apavarga. Not for thaya upakalpate. Not for economic gift. Don't go to the church. Don't go to the temple for your economic gift. Although in the Bhagavad Gita it is saying, hastra akhati jnani ji gyas. Chatudvidha bhadante maam sukrita naoji. Four kinds of men, those who are hastra, distressed, or akhati, in need of money, they come to me. That is also good. But that is not the meaning of dharma. Dharma sahi apavardhasta. You have to execute religious system only to get out of the entanglement of this problem. That is the purpose. Dharma sahi apavardhasta. Artha, not arthaya upakalpate, not for economic development. In our Vedic literature, you will never find these things, that economic development. Of course, the economic developments in the Shastra, there are in the Vedic literature, to sacrifice. Jagyārti karmannatho. Jagyār bhavati pajjanna pajjanyātanna sambhava. That is there. But that is not the purpose. Real purpose is how to get out of the entanglement of power. Dharma sahi apavargasta. No, adhāyo putalpati. That you can say, do you require some money? Yes, you require money, that's all that. Economic development, there is need. So therefore it is said, no arthasya dharmaikantasya kāmulābhāya hismita. That you require money because you have got this body. You have to gratify your senses. That is right. But not for sense gratification. Only for sense gratification. No. Dharmasya na nārthasya, arthasya. The money which you get, that is not meant for sense gratification. Dharmaikantasya, actually who is diligent, who is interested in diligence, for him, this economic development, getting money is not meant for sense gratification. Nārthasya dharmaikāntasya kāmo lābhāya hismita. But we have got demands of our body. What to do? Kāmo lābhāya. The kāma is there, the demands of the senses. Therefore it is said, kāmasya mendriya priti. You can get the supply of the necessities of your senses as much as is required. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Yukta haro viharasta, yoga bhavati siddhi. Yukta, you should eat what is actually needed by. Don't eat more. A human being, there is, certainly, we are eating, but we are eating. A Krishna conscious person is Krishna Pradharam. Patram Pushpam Phalam Tuyam Jumi Bhaktyatu Jukshati. Our business is to eat. We don't say that we are vegetarian and non-vegetarian. Vegetarian and non-vegetarian, it does not make very much difference. Jo pachyanti atmakarana, bhunyante te abhama papa. If you eat only for yourself, for sense gratification, it doesn't matter whether you are vegetarian or non-vegetarian, you are simply eating sinful results of your life. Jo pachyanti atmakarana, jagyanthe karmanatra lupayam tanvavandhana. So our business is, so far we are concerned, Krishna conscious people, we are not advocates of vegetarian and non-vegetarian. Of course, vegetarianism is very good thing for health tests. But we do not take vegetarianism if it is not offered to Krishna. That is our sense. If Krishna says that you give me non-vegetarian diet, then we can eat also. But Krishna does not say. Krishna says, patram pushpam phalam tuya, yomi bhakta prajitsa. So we are preparing so many nice foodstuffs with this patram pushpam phalam tuya. We can prepare many, many hundreds of preparation of this patram pushpam phalam tuya. And we can offer Krishna and then take pushpam. That is all. The human life is not meant for self-gratification. Self-gratification, my food is Krishna prasadam. Why should I go to the restaurant? And this is purpose. Eating is not self-stop. But don't eat anything which is not Krishna prasadam. That is Krishna purpose. If you for satisfaction of your time, you get money, and satisfy your time. That is for me. It is said that kāmasya na indriya priti. You have demand. You have to demand of the body. You have to eat something. You have to sleep somewhere. You must have some self-gratification. You must protect yourself from attack of others. That is all right. But don't do all these things for self-gratification. This is the intention of this pastor. Let's say Arjuna fought. Arjuna fought not for self-gratification. He fought for satisfying Krishna. Because Arjuna, first of all, he was trying to satisfy his senses. He said to Krishna, "My dear Krishna, they are all my relatives. The other child, my grandfather, my brother, my nephew, my son-in-law. Oh, I cannot hold a fight with them." This consideration was for self-gratification. He was thinking that in this way I shall be satisfied. Question. But there was no question of satisfying Krishna. But when he understood that his business was to satisfy Krishna, then he agreed. Krishna inquired whether you have now decided to fight or not. He said, "Yes, nastro moho, fitting love. I have now got back my memory. And my moho, illusion is now gone. I shall fight." So this fighting was service to Krishna. It is not a self-gratification. Rather, when you are trying to become non-violent, very good man, not to fight, sacrifice for the other party, that was self-gratification. This is the distinction between bhakti and karma. Karma is self-gratification. And bhakti is satisfying the God. The same thing. Therefore, people cannot understand what is the difference between a bhakta and a kormi. Kormi is satisfying his own senses, and the bhakta is satisfying Krishna's senses. There must be some sense gratification. But when you satisfy Krishna, that is called bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Vichara. Rishik means senses, purified senses, that I explained the other day. Sarvapadhi vinim muktam, tatparatena nirmanam, rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti vichara. Bhakti does not mean stop your work. Bhakti does not mean sentimental fanaticism. That is not bhakti. Bhakti means to engage all your senses for the satisfaction of the proprietor of the senses. That is called bhakti. Therefore, Krishna's name is Rishikesha. Rishik means senses. And Rishika Isha. He is the controller of the senses. Actually, our senses are working not independently. You can understand it. The Krishna is directed. Sarvastakaham vidishanmi vishta. Mattas mitigyanam apohananta. A science is working because Krishna is helping, not that he is independently working. That is not possible. But he wanted in that way. Therefore Krishna is giving him facilities. But actually Krishna is working. These are explained in the Upanishad. Without Krishna work, without seeing, without Krishna seeing, you cannot see. Just like the sun science is explained in the Brahma Samhita. Yachakshurensa savita satalat grahana. The sun is one of the eyes of Krishna. Yachakshurensa savita satalat grahana. Radha samastha suramurti atesu kriya. Jashtanjaya brahmati sambhutakala shastu. Govindamadi purusam tavaham prasad. Therefore, sun being the one of the eyes of Krishna, because the sun rises there, because sun is seen, therefore you are seen. You cannot see independently. You are so much proud of your eyes. What is the value of your eyes if there is no sunlight? You cannot see. Even with electricity, that is derived from sun. So, actually, when Krishna sees, you can see. That is the position. So, our senses, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Sarvato Pani Parasa. Sarvato Pani Parasa, everywhere Krishna has his hands and legs. What are that? My hand, your leg. That is Krishna's. That's why if somebody says, I have got branches all over the world. So those branches are working on the management of the Supreme Person. Maybe Krishna. Krishna is there to call Rishikesh. Rishikesh. So business is bhakti means when it engages our Rishik, our indriyas, our senses in the service of the provider of the senses, that is our perfect life. That is our perfect. But as soon as we desire to use our senses for the gratification of the senses, that is called karma, that is called material. So therefore, for a bhakta, there is nothing material. That is isavasaminam sarvam. The bhakta thinks that everything belongs to Krishna. Isavasaminam sarvam. Jatkinti-jagatyana-tena-tena-bhumi-dha. Everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, whatever Krishna gives us, just like a master. Master allows something to the servant. He can enjoy that prasadam. Prasadam is sarva-dukkhanam. Anilas-tupas. This is the life. If you become Krishna conscious, if you understand that everything belongs to Krishna, even my hands and legs, they also belong to Krishna. All the parts of my body, they belong to Krishna. Then it should be used for Krishna. That is Tattva. Annalilasitasunnam, jnana-karmana-nagritam, anupulena-krishna-anupulenam, bhakti-yuttam. That Krishna, Arjuna, he wanted to satisfy his senses by not fighting, but agreeing. After hearing Bhagavad Gita, that yes, Krishna is the Supreme Person. Aham sarvatra prabhava, matta sarvam pravartati, iti matya bhajante mana, buddha bhava samadhi. These things are very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita. That is the preliminary study of spiritual diet. And if we are actually confused of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, then we surrender to Krishna. Krishna wants that. Sarvadharman prithajya mamekam sarvam. That he wants. When we actually get to this process, this is called sadhya. Sadhya. That has been explained by Kaviraj Goswami. What is the meaning of sadhya? Sadhya sabde nishtha suvira nishtha. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kuta ha. This is Parthasya. Saddha means panthet. What is that panthet? Panthet means that Krishna says the sarva-dharmān paritarjamānekam karma. When you take this conclusion, yes, by surrender to Krishna, by surrendering unto the Lord of Gita, Krishna, everything is done very nice. This is Parsuddha. And the more you increase this Saddha, the more you become perfect. This is Krishna consciousness moment. Beginning is the Saddha. Adho Saddha. If you don't believe, you are reading Bhagavad Gita 300 years, but don't believe that I have to surrender to Krishna. So what is the use of reading Bhagavad Gita? All these rascals, they are reading Bhagavad Gita, but they are no panchayat with Krishna. Forget Krishna. This is reading Bhagavad Gita. Useless waste of time. Useless waste of time. If you do not understand the meaning of Bhagavad Gita, why you are samayavahiket? That has been explained in the previous class. Dharma sthanasthita pramushan vishtha seva kathasya. Not father, everything is ready. Servant is ready. If you do not understand Krishna, if you do not surrender to Krishna, then you are simply wasting your time. There is no meaning of writing Vedic comments on Bhagavad Gita. You just waste your time and your chance. This is the real problem. Shraddha. The Krishna says, by surrendering to Krishna, everything will be done. Ahantaham sattva kāpetam Krishna. See, if one has no shraddha, faith, on this instruction of Krishna, manmana bhagavad bhakta maja, then there is no use, simply waste of time. If we come to this point, adho shraddha, this is not good. Then, the next stage is, adho shraddha tapos adho samas. If one has, one is convinced that surrendering to Krishna, by all this place will be perfect. This is called shraddha. Then we have to seek out who are engaged in Krishna consciousness. Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu means Krishna conscious person. Sadhu does not mean having a big beard and nice dress or a saffron colored dress. That is not sadhu. Sadhu is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Opite sudurācāra bhajate māmanannabhā. Sadhu is the problem. That is sadhu. Who has no other business than to serve Krishna, he is sadhu. He is sadhu. Because he has accepted the principle. Sarva-dharmān-paritpajya-mānatā. Sadhu-deva-samantatva, sammak-bhavasitāna. He cannot say, oh, he has got some bad principle in his life. Although he is worshipping Krishna wholeheartedly, but he has got some defect. Therefore Krishna says, opite sudurātā. Even if he has got so many defects of his life, because he has dedicated his life for Krishna's service, sadhu deva. So, if you have got sadhya, that by surrendering to Krishna, your all purpose of life will be practical or fruitful, then you have to associate with such persons who are engaged in the service of sadhusana. Therefore, this movement is called International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Actually, one by one, as people are coming to the association of society, automatically he is becoming Krishna consciousness. That is practical. Sadhusana. This is sadhusana. Sadhu Sangha does not mean to associate with some saffron colored dress. Sadhu Sangha means to associate with Krishna consciousness. This is sadhu. Adho Sudhyata Pusharu. This is Rupa Goswami's direction. That if you want to develop your love for Krishna, this is the process. Because real purpose of life is not dharma or sattama. That will be explained here. Jīva-sa-papa-dijñāsa. What is the absolute truth? What is the aim of life? Then, this is the process. Ādhā-sadhyā-tato-sādhu-sāṅgā atabhajana-kriyā. Practically, I have seen these boys and girls, Europe and America, they first of all came to meet and they associated, abided by my order. Then automatically, they wanted to meet with it. We are doing that. Every day we are initiating something new, the world. So this is called bhajanakriya. He will automatically answer. If one associates with sadhu, then he will automatically answer to accept bhajanakriya. Initiate. You are in the morning, you have to offer mangalavitri, you have to do this, you have to do that. 24 hours program. That is called bhajanakriya. Ādhā-sadhyā-tato-sādhu-sāṅgā-tato-bhajanakriya tato-anartha-nirittishyāt. Anartha means useless habits. Just like one smokes. It is useless habits. By bad association, one becomes a smoker, one becomes a drunkard, one becomes a meat eater, one becomes a gambler. These are anarthas. So everyone, in this age, everyone is associated with this anartha. But if you take to Krishna Bhajan, Bhajana Kriya, then anartha nivritti shyat, the practical you can see, these boys and girls, they are no more meat eaters, they are no more taking any intoxicants, they are no more gamblers, no more it is his sex center, no. Everything stops. This is our, this is our mukti. This is our mukti. As soon as you get rid of this bad, sinful activity, you are mukti. That is called mukti. And after mukti, tato nishtha, then you have got calm condition. Yes, Krishna consciousness says this. The only business. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi. Then you increase your sex. Tathāsakti, then you become attached to Krishna. That is the beginning of Krishna consciousness, bhakti yoga. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mayāsattva manāprākha yogam janjanamadāsraya. When you increase your attachment for Krishna, that is required. Increase, you have got attachment for your family, for your body, for your society, for your country, everything, that's correct. But you have to convert them. You have to increase attachment for Krishna. That is called bhakti yoga. Maya sapta manakrasya yogam jinjan madakshara. Asamsaram samadram maam jatakakrati tatsunum. Krishna said in the 7th chapter in the beginning. So, everything is there. If we actually want to make our life perfect, the directions are already there. We have got the basic knowledge, treasure house of spiritual knowledge. And Bhagavad Gita is the gist, is the summary, Gita Upanishad, it is called Upanishad. If you simply study Bhagavad Gita as it is, without foolishly interpreting, that is for, don't interpret. That's why you have given Paramanna a tea. Everyone knows that tea with milk and rice put together with sugar. Very nice foodstuff. But if you add with it a several grains of sand, it becomes useless. You cannot. Simply 2 grains of sand, then it is useless. Similarly, these rascals of commentary with 2 grains of sand, to spoil one. Therefore, Sri Sanatana Goswami has advised how to save yourself from this rascal. He said, Avaisnava Mukhadvinna Puto Hari Kathamritam Savanam Lakatam. Puto Hari Kathamritam. Hari Katha. Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita. That is called Hari Katha. Krishna Katha. So what the Sanatana Goswami says, if it is uttered by always, he is not a devotee, he is a professional man, so-called scholar and politician. Don't hear it. Don't hear it. Always, he is not a Vaishnava. Always Nama Mukhadginna. Tuto Hari Katha. Hari Katha means Krishna's word that very purified. That's all right. But not Savananna Kartadma. Why? Because Sarpat Chishta Payodatha, just like milk. Milk is very good food. But if it is touched by the tongue of a serpent, it becomes spoiled. If you eat that kind of milk, your life will be finished. Similarly, our only request is that don't try to read Bhagavad Gita commented by unauthorized so-called scholars or politicians. Simply read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Simply accept what Krishna says. Then you will be benefited. Krishna says Dharma Kshetra. Not Krishna says Sanjaya Upasa. Dharma Kshetra Kuru Kshetra. Dhritarashtra Upasa. Dhritarashtra says Dharma Kshetra Kuru Kshetra Samavita Adhidhustava. Mamaka Pandavas Seva Kima Purva Sanjaya. He is asking his secretary. He was a blind man. So he is asking him, Shetari, my dear Sanjaya, after my boy, Mamaka, and Pandava, be my sons of my younger brother, Pandu. Some of these are Jujutsu. They are Sanjaya for fighting. In the Dharma factory, Kurukshetra. Dharma Kurukshetra is still there, everyone knows. And it is Dharma factory. Everyone knows. Then where is the difficulty to understand Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra, Mamaka, Pandava? That if you foolishly interpret Dharma Kshetra means this, and Kurukshetra means that, and Pandava means that, you spoil the whole thing. That is right. Otherwise there is no difference. Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra, Samavita, Jujutsava. Actually it is historical fact. Mahabharata. There was fight between two cousin brothers. There, no, Pandava means this and this, Kurukshetra means this and this means this. In this way, things have been spoiled. So, we are misled in that. Actually, if we read Bhagavad Gita as it is, as a devotee, because without being devotee, nobody can understand Bhagavad Gita. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, in so many places it is stated, bhakta-bhāva-vijānāti, jāvāna-jaskāmi-tasa. Bhakta, only through devotee, only becoming devotee, he can understand Krishna. Otherwise he cannot. Nāham-prakāsa-sarvatsa-yogumāyā-samādhi. I am not exposed to anyone. Yogumāyā-samādhi. Only bhakta-bhāva-vijānāti. So this is the way. And this life is meant for that purpose. That is the advice of the baby. So Arjuna is inquiring from Krishna. And he says, Janma Adhaka Jataha. Aham Dharma Satrava Matta Sarman Pravartate. So Bhagavad Gita is real Vedanta. And if one understands Bhagavad Gita as it is, he is really Vedanta. Veda means knowledge, and Anta means the last one. So the last word of knowledge is Krishna. Bhavanam janvanavante jnanavan mahanaprapatta. If one does not understand Krishna, and does not surrender to Krishna, he simply uselessly wasting it. That is the Bhagavad Gita, all the scriptures. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavat, it is said, tamasya mendriya priti. Kāvasya-nendriya kīti, lāva-jīvita. Simply, take so much as in me. Not for self-reference. That is the question. Don't take more, don't take less. Yukta-hara-vihāra. Kāsya does not advise you that you starve. Unnecessarily starve. No. Krishna has condemned one who unnecessarily starve. You take good stuff. But don't take anything which is for you. Take Krishna prasada. Patram patram phalam. Don't try to satisfy your sense. The senses will be satisfied. There are so many varieties of food, Krishna prasada. That you will, these Europeans and Americans, they used to take meat. Now, if you give them dry, then you take again meat. Because they have learned to cook so many nice food stuff. Ask any of us. Param-vishtha. Param-vishtha. When you get better things, jivatate, then you give us, which is not very good. So the bhakti-yoga krishna-kaṁsāsana is so nice that if you take it very seriously, if you enter into the mystery of this bhakti-yoga, it is not a mystery, it is very open. Then, naturally, param-vishtha nivatate. And that is Vikas, Vidhan, Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayasita, Janayati Asit Vidhagam, Jnananta Jagartha. We have discussed that. So, our only request is that don't take this Krishna consciousness movement as some sentimental, religious propaganda. No, it is nothing. It is thanks. It is to save the human society from driving down to the available condition. Adanta govi vipatam samisya. Punat punat char vipatar vana. Bhagavad. Adanta Bhut, Nate Vidush has the Patini Vishnu. Adanta and the Bhakti, Matimla Krishna Parato Satova. Matimla Krishna Parato Satova. Nitho Vipadeta Vihavratana. Those are Vihavrata. Means simply material figure, simply this life, this body and this body. And the offspring of this body, their nine kinsmen, have to maintain them. All expanding, their nine kinsmen, their nine family men, their nine nations. This is called Grihamedhi. So such Grihamedhi, Matimna Krishna, they cannot understand what is Krishna consciousness. Matimna Krishna, Parato Satova. Parato means by instruction of superior person, Parato, Satova, by reading himself. Mito Vipadvet, all holding big meetings. They cannot understand. Why? Because Grihabhata, Grihabhatana. What is the business of Grihabhata? Adanta Govi, Visadanta Mitram, Puna Puna Charvita Charmananam. By being able to control the senses, creating another body. Another body, the same categories. Either as a god, demigod, or as dog, or as hog, as human being, a tree, or insect. The business is ahara nitra bhaya. Puna puna charvita charvita. Puna puna the same thing. He does not know. The real business is how to get out of the entanglement of power, the repetition of birth, death, old age. He does not know. There is no science, there is no education. There is only education in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we have to, if you want to save the world, if you want to save the human civilization, you have to take to this proposition of Bhagavad Gita. Learn it scientifically and make your life successful. Thank you very much.